Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we're getting close to another weekend without football this time around. Normally, nailed the score. No, nailed the score. Won't be back until hoops when we got college March Madness. But we have a whole lot of other things we're going to get to in this hour, including we're going to take you to Washington, D.C., find out some of the inside scoop on what's happening at the conservative showdown. Or a hoedown, I should say. It's not really a showdown necessarily. It's more a war of words, the conservative gathering in D.C. Actually, I've been there before, and it's a kind of who's who in politics. In fact, all the people running will make an appearance at some point in the next couple of days. Sarah Palin is the keynoter on Saturday. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who is being touted as a possible presidential contender in the future and maybe the VP on the undercard for somebody this time around, open things up with a full-on frontal attack on Barack Obama. Part of the news was about jobs. That's what he talked about. And jobless numbers came out, the claims anyway, and the actual number of unemployed is at 8.3%. Some people are questioning that, but the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was questioning a lower number.
The Obama administration told us if the president's stimulus plan were passed, unemployment would be at 6% today. And I think it's certainly fair to ask, does the president want to accomplish anything this year?
Ooh, pulling no punches, let's say. All right, so one of the things that the president was touting during the day more than jobs was this deal with the mortgages and what's going to happen here. In other words, a mortgage settlement. But the strange thing is this mortgage settlement also means that some people will find that that's the end of the road for them since it's taken 16 months to figure this latest idea out. It means that some people will find themselves in a situation where their houses are just taken away in the dark of the night. But, you know, who's going to pay for all this? That's the other thing. How about the people who didn't get a $500,000 house when they had a salary of $30,000? How about those people? Well, that would be you and me, and we get to pay for this in some way, shape, or form. I'm certain of it. So this large deal in addressing the housing meltdown, you got the feds and state officials announcing a $26 billion foreclosure settlement with the five largest home lenders, which, by the way, doesn't include Fannie or Freddie, and they're in the 90s. So the rest of the big ones we're talking about, and that would be Chase and Bank of America, the usual suspects. So what happens is at least $17 billion will go to reducing the principal owned by homeowners who are both underwater and behind on their mortgages. The agreement calls for principal reduction, let's say, of maybe a million people, but I think it's going to be a little less than that. And it's unlikely the money's going to go that far because many people need more than the 17,000 average reduction that would happen if the money is split among the 1 million. That's nice, huh? Okay, so we got to help you. We're going to bail you out here. We'll see if we can get you that $17,000. You made it into the boat. You're going to the brave new world, and we're going to save your house. So here's your $17,000. Anybody else can eject for $17,000? I mean, I'm just saying. So we have all these people who are underwater homeowners, and what's going to happen now is the ones that are current on their mortgages, they're going to be able to refi the current loans at lower rates. So they won't get that reduction in principal, but they'll get the new record lows, whatever it is, 375, 389. You know how that fluctuates a little bit from day to day. So this is the biggest settlement, second biggest settlement ever involving states, by the way. It only trails the $206 billion, I read this today, I'm not shocked by it, it only trails the $206 billion pact in 1998 with the tobacco industry. How about that? But it's nowhere near what Wall Street has had to do to resolve their problems with various meltdowns. However, we're the ones that have to pay for that, for this. That's what I'm saying. We have to pay for this. And this is now our third or fourth slam at this pinata. That's what we're doing. We're slamming the pinata, and woo-hoo-hoo, I get to grab those dollars that are falling out. Oh, no, I don't, because I had to figure out ways to pay mortgages when something went awry in my life. And all of you can relate to this. I mean, look, it's not that we're shoving or shutting the door on a brother or sister who needs help. It's just that logically we see that there were plenty of people, yes, in some ways duped, but in other ways, if I am shopping around, I go to get a loan for a $500,000 house. I'm not asked any of these questions. I can just make up any number I want on what I'm getting paid, etc. Come on. Am I not complicit in this? I'm not complicit because I can't. Of course I am. I'm culpable. I know what I make. If I'm part of a couple, you know what you make. And you go into the bank and they're giving you this loan. I mean, it must have felt like they were in Willy Wonka's factory and that it was real, that dreams really do come true. It's a fantasy. But the thing is, we all pay for the new reality. We do. And I just think that's unfair. So once again, we're going down the same road. And who's there to catch you? Who's there to write out a check for you when you need it? Could you use $17,000 right now? Of course you could. I guarantee there's no one listening to me that would say, you know what, I don't really need it. Unless Mark Cuban, my pal, happens to be listening by accident, tripping onto the show tonight. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that, of course, we would all take that money, but we're not being offered that money. All right, one slither of good news. I feel like I'm just too much on the negative path here, so I got to give you something positive at the top. How about this? There is a push to a proposal to halt what is now an IRS-administered entitlement that gives free money, here we go with the money thing again, free money to low-income illegal immigrants who take advantage of a child tax credit. So you know the child tax credit, how much we're talking about here. It's an average of about $1,800. So this proposal, if it were to go through, would require people filing tax returns to prove they're legal workers, right? This effort has really upset a lot of people. A lot of Hispanic people don't like it. A lot of Democratic folks don't like it either. They say that it's a way to help pay for extending the payroll tax cut, and it's going to trim the federal spending by about $10 billion over a decade. The IRS checks average about $1,800. I mean, there's a weird quirk in our law. People who aren't even authorized to work in our country are supposed to file returns with the IRS. They can't get a Social Security number. So the IRS hands out what is known as individual tax identification numbers so illegal workers can file returns. What is wrong with this picture? I tell you. We're going to D.C. next. Go there with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you know, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insider, CPAC on the mind of many. Big, big, big thing going on in Washington, D.C. Talk Radio News' Jeff Holtzman had a front row seat and had some interesting conversations with a few people that we're excited to talk to him about. And then we're going to ask him, of course, about the president's big fundraiser. Jeff, a busy day for you. I bet you're whipped. How many lattes did you have today?
Well, CPAC is a zoo, you know. I mean, you've been before, so you know how it is. And we're down in Radio Row. And this year's event, I think, is even bigger than in previous years, you know, from what I can recall, because it looks like they've opened up more space. There's more vendors. It certainly looked like there were more people at day one of this year's CPAC than, say, last year. And this is the fourth straight year that I've been. So I think that's saying something. And a lot of radio hosts there. But it's a good time. I had a couple conversations with a few people who are, I guess, regulars at this point at CPAC. Grover Norquist. He's sort of a D.C. celebrity, of course, heads up the Americans for Tax Reform group. Talked to him mainly about Rick Santorum, and I wanted to talk to him about Santorum, given the fact that Santorum won a couple primaries earlier this week. He's in the news right now, and he's on a roll. And I talked to Grover about a couple things, namely Rick Santorum's alleged involvement in this K Street project. Back in the 90s when Rick Santorum was the early 2000s when Rick Santorum was in the Senate. The K Street, you know, for your listeners that aren't aware, is essentially the main corridor in downtown Washington where all the lobbyists have set up shop. And the K Street project was something that Grover Norquist is heavily involved in, and what it was. It was, you know, Republicans allegedly looking to fill lobbyist positions with other Republicans, you know, to basically line themselves with the special interest groups. Now, Santorum was allegedly involved in that in terms of hosting meetings with lobbyists and trying to recruit and put Republicans on to other job openings and job ideas. I talked to Norquist about it today, and he said that that is extremely not true. He said that Santorum's role in that whole project has been greatly over-exaggerated, despite the fact that Norquist himself was a big part of it. He said Santorum really didn't have much involvement other than to set up the meetings on Capitol Hill, but he never really himself engaged in the kind of lobbying or tried to get people into lobbying positions. So that's according to Grover Norquist, who had a front row seat to those, you know, discussions back in the early 2000s. So I just found that interesting about Rick Santorum. We talked also about, you know, Santorum supporting earmarks when he was in Congress, but you know, Grover Norquist, who is definitely an anti-earmark guy. I mean, this guy is all about identifying government waste and government overspending and corruption, and of course has been a crusader for years against high taxes. He said that Santorum, it's almost a guarantee that he would back a ban on earmarks. Right now, in Congress, there's a temporary ban on earmarks. You don't see that happening this year or last year, but it could come back. And Santorum, so far in the campaign, has pledged that he would do away with them permanently. That's also something that Romney has supported. But, you know, in Santorum's case, it's interesting given his past support of them. Norquist says, however, it's not a problem. He would take Santorum at his word when he says that he would ban earmarks. So some interesting stuff.
Yeah, and talking about the earmarks, too, it's interesting because earmarks are big. Like, and I'm no fan of earmarks, except for you and I both know, if you look at the budget when we're talking about slashing all the spending and whatnot, the earmarks are really minuscule, and I'm not a fan of them, compared to everything else that we're talking about, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at the last time earmarks were widespread in Congress, and they amounted to about $18 billion in the budget. And of course, that's minuscule when you look at the size of the federal annual budget, which is now upwards of you know, $3.5 trillion. But nonetheless, the problem with earmarks is that they corrupt. You know, if you have somebody, if you have a lawmaker who would request earmarks through the appropriations process, you know, a lot of times it's quid pro quo. It's pay to play. Okay, I'll support your earmark. I'll let you have that earmark. But at the same time, you have to support, you know, XYZ legislation that I'm working on that otherwise you might not be inclined to support. And that legislation that's sort of being traded for the earmarks might be bad legislation, and it might have nothing in terms of benefiting the constituents and, you know, the district of the lawmaker that's having to go along with it. So that's kind of how earmarks corrupt. I mean, it might not be, you know, earmarks make up 3 or 4% of the budget, but in the long run, what they're, you know, the offshoot of that, the result of that is a much higher amount of spending, much larger percent.
But what was the feeling? You said, as you were talking about, it was just jam-packed because this is a presidential year, too, and the big race on the Republican side. What were some of the – well, first of all, who were some of the other people? You mentioned Grover, but who were some of the other people, big names, that go to CPAC? Usually there's a whole bunch of heavy hitters that are there.
Sure, sure. Well, for today, you know, there were a couple guys. Today, Rand Paul gave a speech, and he came down to Radio Row afterwards. And, of course, Rand Paul is stumping for his dad. Michelle Bachmann was there. Michelle Bachmann, of course, no longer running for president, but she has decided to run for re-election to the House, which surprised a few folks out there. So she was down there today, and Michelle Bachmann has not endorsed yet, but it'll be interesting to see who she backs. And then, of course, you know, you had Herman Cain. Herman Cain, you know, when I pulled up today at the Warman Park Hotel downtown, Herman Cain's big 999 Cain Solutions was the first thing that I saw in the parking lot. I thought that was kind of funny. So he was there bright and early because I got there at like 6 a.m. And Herman Cain, of course, has thrown his support behind Duke Gingrich. And so, you know, and we'll see Gingrich tomorrow. We'll see Mitt Romney tomorrow. And we'll see Santorum tomorrow as well. In fact, we might, at Talk Radio News Service, we might have Rick Santorum coming down to do a little interview with us in the morning. So it should be an exciting day. And then, of course, Sarah Palin will be there on Saturday. Palin wasn't at CPAC last year, but she'll be there giving the keynote address, or the farewell address, I should say, on Saturday.
Yeah, and Sarah Palin, I think, Jeff, she's kind of a kingmaker, at least from the Tea Party standpoint. I think that her words carry a lot of weight with people.
Oh, absolutely. And so far, she's kind of passively, aggressively endorsed Newt Gingrich. I mean, she hasn't, you know, thrown an official announcement, made an official announcement or thrown official support behind him, but all of her statements and the things that she's been saying and blogging lately indicate that she's with Newt right now and not with Mitt Romney. I mean, Romney's got a rack of endorsements, and he's got a ton of governors on his side. He's got a couple Tea Party endorsements in, you know, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley in South Carolina. But yeah, certainly a Palin official endorsement would throw some extra support behind whoever she chooses to back.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and you know, we're talking conservative CPAC, thus the name. Was the feeling that you know, positive for the presidential election year, that hey, despite everything that you're hearing, there's a great chance whoever the nominee is, we have a great chance to win this thing and slay the giant, because it's tough to knock off an incumbent president. There was a lot of that, wasn't there, or no?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting, because going back to my conversation with Grover Norquist, but one of the things you were talking about is, regardless of who the nominee is on the Republican side, Grover seems to think that it's inevitable that Republicans are going to take back the Senate. And I talked to some other folks who agree with that. Jim Gilmore, who used to be governor in the state of Virginia, he then ran the RNC, he felt the same way. He thinks that it's almost an inevitability that Republicans will keep the House, will take back the Senate. And when you think about that, that's kind of a wild card. It might not necessarily, I mean, you know, obviously there are a fair amount of voters out there on the Republican side who are a little uneasy right now. I mean, there's a lot of folks who haven't made their choice yet. And, you know, when you go back and look at exit polls in Florida, for instance, a couple weeks ago, 4 out of 10 voters said they haven't made up their mind, or they were, you know, not satisfied, I should say, with the current field. But I think, a lot of these, analysts and observers and folks who have served, you know, in Congress, think that Republicans are going to take back the Senate. They'll have complete control of Washington, and then really whoever they put in the White House is going to have an easy time to you know, carry out their agenda, because they won't have, you know, Democrats putting up you know, creating obstacles for them.
Yeah.
Much like the first 2 years of the Barack Obama administration, where he had Democrats in Washington and he got, you know, his health care plan and he got Wall Street reform and his stimulus through easily.
Yeah. The president, we were talking about this in the beginning, fundraiser, what was the big deal there?
Well, you know, we were talking about Rick Santorum, and one of the things that I heard today from one of Santorum's spokespeople is that he's raised $2.1 million since his big wins on Tuesday in Minnesota and Colorado and Missouri. You know, you think to yourself, $2.1 million in 3 days or 2 days, that's pretty damn good. But then you look at President Obama. President Obama had a fundraiser tonight in Washington, D.C., at the home of a lesbian couple. Actually, which is interesting, because President Obama has never gone on record as supporting same-sex parents, but he held a big fundraiser tonight. 40 people attended, and all of them contributed the max amount of $35,000.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Here in this segment, I like to affectionately call odds and ends, because we could talk about how crazy this is. We got this 30-year mortgage rates that are holding at record lows, and then we have this mortgage deal that this $26 billion settlement that it really unfairly rewards people who miss payments, and then ultimately it doesn't provide enough relief anyway. So it's a double-edged sword. If you say, hey, you got to help your fellow man, I mean, come on, then you're not happy because you're not really going to help enough of your fellow men. And the other thing is, why do we reward people who haven't been paying their home loans? I know a lot of really good, responsible people, some with degrees, some that don't have degrees. And They're hardworking people. They have you have your shovel and you're just digging. You know, you're digging for that gold, you're digging for that American dream, your back's a little aching, but I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, whatever. You're just digging. And you know you can't afford the house down the street that cost $350,000. So you stay in an apartment. You have a nice apartment. You're paying the rent. You're trying to squirrel away some money to get into that house, to grab that brass ring. And you got people you work with who knew they couldn't afford that house down the street and around the corner, but they got it anyway. And now we're going to bail them out. I almost have gotten over that, though, because we've been talking about it so much that there's nothing I can do. It doesn't matter. I can scream about it all night long on the air, and it's not going to change anything. I've talked to people in Congress about it. We've talked to people on the show about it. We've talked to people in the mortgage industry about it. We've talked to people who find themselves in sticky situations, people who kill themselves to make payments. We have done this story and beyond. I mean, it's like we've done Dateline NBC, Dateline GCN for 16-plus months. So we've done it, and we didn't get anywhere. We didn't get anywhere because this was inevitably going to happen. There was going to be a deal. It was tough to cut the deal because there was a lot of pushback on making this happen. But, you know, now here you go. I mean, is it really fair that people who are underwater and delinquent on loans can apply to reduce the amount they owe? Meanwhile, underwater homeowners who are current in their payments, I have a few friends that are in that situation, can only refinance their existing loan at a lower interest rate. Seems unfair, doesn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to be walking on that side of the bridge where somebody gives you that free check? Wouldn't it be nice to be that person? So you get the obligatory picture, and we saw that earlier in the day, where you have the president and Eric Holder behind them, and they're talking about what's going to happen and how we can right the wrongs and all that sort of stuff and who's going to get the money and blah, 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 blah. So it's another handout. That's what it is. It's another handout. And if you're current on your existing mortgage, let me give you a clap. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to make those payments. And, you know, we'll see. Can you refi? Can you get a lower rate? Can you help yourself that way? Maybe. I hope so. It's the lucky homeowners who are going to benefit from this. But the majority of the people listening to my voice will have to pay for it. Isn't it always the way? So anyway, let's move on from that. If you want to weigh in, you can do it. 800-259-5791. Because this is one of those stories that, sure, it was out there, but I think it kind of slips under the wire because there's other things going on. But this is a huge story. You got to think that for 16 months, this has been discussed. And now, boom, all of it is here. All of a sudden, it's announced. Boom, here we go. We're going to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So, topping odds and ends. What are some of these Marines thinking? I'm booyah all the way. I'm Semper Fi, definitely. I really can't tell you how much respect I have, and I mean this. I'm being very authentic about this. For people who serve, for people who make the ultimate sacrifice, because it is. I can't tell you again and again and again how much respect I have for many of you who have served in the past. But these Marine Corps guys, I get the boys will be boys thing, but we just don't live in that era anymore. There's no boys will be boys and figuring out how we can come up with a spin or damage control later. They're shooting themselves in the foot, and they're going to lose jobs and ranking and everything else as a result of it, if that's the only thing. So once again, the Marine Corps had to do some kind of damage control. A photograph surfaces of a sniper team in Afghanistan posing in front of a flag with a logo resembling a Nazi swastika. It was a special unit, of course, that that murdered millions of Jews and gypsies, Catholics, whatever, other people. But the Corps said in a statement that using the symbol was not acceptable, but the Marines in the photograph taken in September of 2010 aren't going to be disciplined because they determined it was a naive mistake. So in one sense, I really applaud the Corps for saying that, for saying it was a naive mistake. I mean, can we for once move on from that? And so that's what they're saying. The Marines said that they believed that the SS symbol was meant to represent sniper scouts and was not supposed to be intended to be in any way associated with a racist organization. And this comes out of Camp Pendleton, that the Marines would never have used that symbol, that they really had no clue, that they thought that that's what it was, and that's it. So what happens is the picture surfaced on an internet blog, of course, and then there's outrage and calls for an investigation and punishment and bringing the people in the photograph and anyone who condoned it to court-martial. And Mickey Weinstein, who's been on the show before, he is from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. That's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was one of the first people to comment. He said it is a complete and total outrage. Complete and total outrage. He sent a letter to the head of the Marine Corps and the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, demanding that the people that are in the photograph be punished. So now this is the second time that the Marines have had to do some kind of spin or damage control, whatever word you want to throw on it, for things that have happened because of the troops. Remember the thing they're already investigating, the Marines that were recorded on video urinating on the dead bodies of the Taliban fighter guys? So first you have that, and then you have this photograph, which, by the way, the Marines in the photograph aren't with the unit anymore. And I think that they should just let it go. The Marine Corps came out and said the right thing. They really had no clue. I'm going to buy that. They had no clue what it was. It was an innocent mistake. And listen, they've got a backer. There's a rabbi who is the founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which is in L.A., and he said he didn't buy initially when he saw what happened. He didn't buy the explanation that posing with the flag was an innocent mistake and insisted that the American public has the right to know what happened. Because, see, that's the thing. In looking back in history, we know what that period means. And then to put it next to the American flag, of course there's going to be a reaction to that. But I'm going to buy that the Marines were just naive to what the flag was. I'm going to buy that. And I don't think that they're going to be able to break. I don't think they're going to break this open. I don't. I don't think they're going to break this open and come up with some kind of scandal and ultimately have some of these Marines who are no longer part of that unit be scapegoated for this. All right, quickly, here's another strange odds and ends story, a little bit different than the seriousness of the whole Marine thing and the blowback from that. How about this rescue dog that bit an NBC anchor in the face during a television segment? Oh, that's not good. It's supposed to be one of these things where you have a rescue dog, an owner that's happy, a hero firefighter pulls the dog from the ice, but it turned out to be not such a great thing. The Denver NBC affiliate KUSA did a live in-studio segment. They were celebrating the dog's rescue from the icy lake, and the dog named the Mastiff, the Argentine Mastiff named Gladiator Maximus, decided during the segment, kneeling on the floor, the anchor woman was getting a little bit closer, when the dog bit her in the face. Paramedics, animal control came to the studio. She was rushed to a hospital. She had to have reconstructive surgery overnight. The 3-year-old dog was taken to a Denver animal shelter where it was quarantined. Man, that is a sad story. There is a lesson in the middle of that somewhere that, you know, the animal, obviously, imagine what it had just gone through. Not that it's an unfortunate thing, but certainly didn't know what the dog was going to do or what was going to happen there, I guess. And it was supposed to be one of those cutesy nice segments. And boy, did that ever go awry. Ooh. Hang with us. Much more to come.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song.
I like to say on this show, America Tonight, that we talk about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard is different in different parts of the country. There in odds and ends, you heard me tell you about the terrible story that just went wrong, where you had a dog that was rescued from the ice, and then ultimately was everybody loved the story and the pictures of the dog being rescued. Incredible. I watched that video. It was on national news, I think, somewhere even. And everybody was concerned about the dog. And then the dog goes on a morning show and bites the face of the anchor woman. Just one of those things that the dog, who knows, freaked out, whatever, I don't know. And she's got to go to the hospital, has to have emergency surgery, is gone for weeks. And people are watching that in their home. Oh, could that have been, I mean, in Denver, that's all they were talking about. They're talking about this dog on this show and this woman who loved animals and does animal segments and how awful that is. Well, you know, you're in Texas or in the West somewhere, the Southwest even, when you're driving along and suddenly there's cattle in the road. Has that happened to anybody listening to my voice? It's actually happened to me in a big city.
Rolling.
I love this song.
Rolling.
Bum, bum, bum. So true. What happened to me is, I can honestly tell you this. I've lived in parts of the Southwest. I've lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, for just a tiny, tiny bit before I went to California. You know how it is in the broadcasting business. You kind of shuffle along. You're rolling along. And Dallas is a big city. It's the fifth biggest city in the country. And I moved to Dallas, and I'm not exaggerating. This might have been my second day, not really knowing much about Dallas except for the television show, and downtown had pretty big buildings and whatnot. And coming back on a road, it's called LBJ, imagine that, or 635. Coming back on 635, everything's kind of jammed up, and I'm thinking, well, it's just, you know, it's traffic. But the reason things were jammed up is because there were cattle that were loose, and they were running between the cars, and I just thought it was the most hysterical thing I've ever seen. Big city, cattle running loose. Somehow I'd gotten out of a truck that was stopped, and there you go, a handful. Now, they're having this problem in Brazos County. They're seeing not just once in a while, but an increasing number of cattle getting out of their fences and onto the roadways. So this is a familiar thing. You're driving down the road, your Starbucks coffee, you're chatting on the phone, not paying attention, and suddenly there is a cow in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know how bad it is? They say, can you relate to this? I bet you New Yorkers love this story. Does not happen very often. I'm certain of it in New York. But since November of last year, there have been 87 times that cattle has gotten out and onto the roadways. And in February, 18 times already. So could it not cause a deadly accident? Could this not, I mean, this is a serious thing. You've got cattle out there. I mean, they have less to eat, I guess, and they're in search of food because then they have flash floods that damage the fences, and that's what they're doing. So they're out there looking, you know, what's an animal to do? They have to feed. It's like the people listening in Florida. You know that the habitats are changing for gators. That's why gators are showing up in neighborhoods. They're looking for food. So here's what Mark Hamlin had to say about, geez, you just can never tell what's going to happen with these cows.
A lot of people really have a tendency not to understand from the cattleman's perspective, regardless how much fence and how new the fence is. Cattle are unpredictable.
Yeah. Didn't we just discover that dogs are unpredictable and cattle are unpredictable? You're kidding me. You're kidding me. It's funny that the story comes up because just on a previous show I mentioned when you're driving along on the highway, and I don't care where you're listening to me, it could be in Illinois, it could be in Connecticut, it could be in Maine, could be anywhere in Texas or New Mexico or Missouri, wherever. And could be in Washington, people listening on KSBN and Spokane. Big shout out to all of you. But what's the weirdest thing that you've ever encountered when you've driven down a highway, when you've been in the middle of a place where you don't understand where whatever ended up there? You know, we have stories like that all the time where things dump out of trucks. And if you're just there at the wrong time, it might not be such a great deal for you, especially if it's something big, you don't notice it. And it just happens in front of you. That's, of course, very dangerous. When I was a kid, and I know that all of you can relate to this, no matter where you're from, I was fascinated by, and I guess it's because you don't understand it, really. You haven't done the car thing. You're just a passenger in the car, and you're a kid. But when you'd see those big trailers hauling, I used to think that would be such a cool job. I would just see the guy driving, and he'd have all the hot cars, the Camaros, the whatever it was, and he'd have them all, they're all lined up in that trailer, and they're on top, and they're on bottom, and you're driving along, and you're thinking, wow, that car is going to fall off. It looks like that car is going to fall off, but rarely you hear about that. In fact, I think, and I'm sure it's happened, but in the entire time that I've done anything on television or radio, my whole career, I personally have never done a story where I've talked about that. I've talked about honey falling out. I've talked about bees getting loose. I've talked about all kinds of substances that fell out onto the road. But never have I talked about any of the cars that are going to dealerships. I've never talked about that, about a car falling off, cars falling off of it. But when I was a kid, I remember seeing it and thinking how cool it was, but how scary it looked to me. Because it seemed like it was gonna, slip off. That's what it seemed like to me. All right, Facebook. We can all relate to Facebook, can't we? Because you at least know what it is, even if you think it's a bunch of nonsense and you want no parts of it, or you're really, really into Facebook. And everybody has a link. We have a link onto Facebook, and I think it's good for questions and people. People like Tomas in Michigan is active on it, and Jeremy in Alaska, and Kathy McPherson is great. She in Kalamazoo, Michigan, another great affiliate of ours, and a great, great lady. Big shout out to Pete listening to us somewhere. Well, they post lots of things on my Facebook, but there's been some really terrible things that have happened as a result of it. In Nashville, Tennessee, there was a couple who defriended a woman on Facebook, and they were murdered in their home by the jilted woman's father and another man. How is that? Why is that? How is that possible? That has got to be the worst thing that I can think of. Murders for something like that? How senseless is that, that somebody's that sensitive about Facebook that somebody would murder people over it? So here's the Klan. Billy Payne Jr. and Billie Jean Hayworth were killed when they deleted Janelle Potter, the daughter of one of the suspects, from their friends list. They were shot in the head. This is just sick. They were shot in the head, and the man had his throat cut. And the 8-month-old baby was in the mother's arms unharmed. Thank goodness, but how sick. When they found them. And you had Buddy Potter, who is a 60-year-old, and Jamie Curd, who were charged in this crime with 2 counts of first-degree murder. They arrested them. Just awful. I mean, that's got to be the first thing I can remember where something involving violence was linked to Facebook. In Iowa last year, you remember, a woman was arrested on accusations of setting fire to a friend's garage after she was defriended on Facebook. I mean, there must be a lesson in this whole thing about defriending people. Supposedly they're not really supposed to know when you defriend them, I guess. I don't know. Makes no sense. Just be careful if you're out there in the wild, wild west using Facebook, let's say.